Welcome to Tuesday.
Oh, and Tuesday it is going to be.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be doing something a little differently.
All you 8 o'clockers, sorry.
Listening in the 6 o'clock hour. New Music Tuesday, we're shifting it to 7 today.
Yes.
And subsequently every Tuesday.
Are you ready?
Am I ready?
For New Music Tuesday at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Got a lot of good stuff today, so I'm really excited to premiere a lot of it. But first,
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Static!
Hey, this is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey.
No flipping way!
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, I know I missed the morning show yesterday. I slept
in.
Oh, no! Of course you did, it was MLK Day.
Oh.
Yeah, I slept in pretty good, and I was watching the inauguration.
Wow. Do you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I did know I saw some mess ups though on that, on his, when he was trying to say his oath of office with the word states. I caught that.
So it doesn't count?
I didn't watch, so I have no idea.
Well, yeah, it does count though. I'm like, huh, that's weird. Well, anyways, at least he said the rest correctly though. Yeah, I mean, that was good.
And he had another chance to say it the day before, so maybe, yeah, maybe it counts because he said it twice.
Yeah, you know, anyways, so, yeah. So, Steve-O, how's Brody doing?
He's good.
I've seen some cute pictures on your wife's Instagram page of him. He is just so cute.
He is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell he likes being held by you, huh?
Yeah, he's a baby.
Yeah, exactly. So have you guys seen my cousin around lately?
Yes, we have.
Yep, she's awesome.
Yes, she is.
She is.
You know what else is awesome?
What?
Music.
New what? Music Tuesday. Wow.
It is New
you guys
Music
are still
Tuesday.
Doing it?
Every week. What do you want to hear today, Matthew?
Today, let's see. I want some Amberlin Feel Good Drag.
All right. I will get that
I
on for you.
I want to give that out to my bus driver, Yvonne, of 1271.
Wait.
Yvonne.
You want to request Feel Good Drag for your bus driver, Yvonne.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that. Thank you, yep. Matthew, from Albuquerque.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You're
bye.
Amazing.
Bye. I feel like every time he requests that song for anyone, you're just going to laugh. Because he's not sure what that song is about.
This song is called Feel Good Drag. It's just... Okay. I'm a child.
You are. You are a child.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey. Thanks. We have Theology Thursday
on Tuesday. Got a good one today. You actually texted me last night saying, hey.
No, I texted you yesterday.
I mean yesterday.
During the day.
I mean during the day because you want to take credit for this first.
Yes.
Because you were the first person to see this tweet.
No, I was like the 3,000th person to see it.
But of all people in the world, that's still pretty good.
I know.
And you texted me. And then I started looking, and then next thing you know, by this morning, that tweet...
has blown up.
It's notorious.
I read it, and I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
He is talking about the president,
and
Mark
I
Driscoll.
Oh, yeah. Good radio.
That's right.
So it'll be fun. We'll do that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk all about that. So don't you worry, TJ. We got an email from TJ saying, dude...
Except yeah. He has a different website, so I'm going to go ahead and open that one as well.
There you go. So we'll talk about that coming up. But first, 7 o'clock hour this morning, New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of music to get to, and I couldn't be more excited. Doing something a little different today.
Yeah.
So
some good stuff on the way.
Yeah. Got to play the Feel Good Drag, though.
Yes.
This one goes out to Yvonne.
1271.
Yes. That's the bus. It's the way to roll. Huh? It's the way to roll because it's a bus. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Love and Death. Song called The Abandoning. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch. Hanging out. She's just standing in the hallway drinking coffee because she doesn't care about the show.
You don't care about me.
I didn't know where you ran off to, so I
was in my office.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I forget you have one of those now.
Ah, you're so rude.
New Music Tuesday, half an hour away. We got a lot of new music to get to today.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. It's going to be good.
I'm excited, too. I'm also angry at you.
Why?
You just left me. I turn around when the little on-air light is on.
I didn't know where you went.
I was right there.
Sorry.
You didn't even look.
I did.
You just ignored me.
I did. It's going to be one of those days.
Yeah. Good. Ignore me. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm sad that I have 3.5 more hours of this with you.
So, over the course of the last week, everybody had been talking about the inauguration.
Yes.
And how the president was not going to say, so help me God.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the inauguration?
No. Did he say it?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Interesting.
Very.
Because it became this big story.
Maybe it was a rumor. We didn't check our facts. We just read a post that said he's not going to say it, and we believed it.
Not. There were multiple sources.
Multiple sources said it, but like, did he say that he wasn't going to say it?
Let's see. Because I got the story here from last week. Because you're right. You never know.
We just assumed that they were telling us the truth. See what happens when you assume? Bad things. Leaving your co-host in her office as you just go on air by yourself. Yeah. Next time, I'm just going to let you do a break entirely by yourself.
Yeah. Anyways.
See, he didn't say it, did he? He didn't say that he wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, so anyways, he said it.
That's interesting. Now what?
Well, now you get other tweets that we're going to talk about coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very interesting yesterday. The inauguration happened and Beyonce shooked her booty.
Shook her booty.
And then...
I'll sing a ladies. No, she didn't sing that. What'd she sing?
I don't know.
Did she sing Girls?
I have no idea. No clue.
Because that would have been appropriate. Michelle Obama.
Yeah, so they threw a party and...
The first lady and I have the same name.
Your name's Michelle Obama?
First name. I just got really excited and as soon as I started saying that, I regretted it.
Yeah,
so.
You should. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm excited you're here today.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm really excited that I have to talk for 3.5 more hours. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's okay.
I need coffee.
You gather yourself. We got New Music Tuesday coming up. I have to go get the rest of the music.
Okay,
so.
I'll be right here.
Abel. Static Radio. Hawk in Paris. The new hello. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
I have sad news.
Did the Lobos lose?
No, actually, the Lobos are ranked 15th. Woo!
Yesterday, they were 19th.
The poll wasn't updated.
Oh, so they're 15th now.
They are ranked 15th in the nation.
Oh, I'm so proud of them.
Go Lobos!
Go
I'm so
Lobos.
Excited, man.
Everybody's a Lobo.
15th!
Is it everyone's a Lobo or everybody? Everyone.
Everybody is a Lobo.
Woof.
That's not it at all.
Everyone.
Everyone's a Lobo. Including this guy, Steamer!
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah.
Lobos ranked 15th.
Yeah, there's a game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know.
Colorado State.
Yeah, we got that.
And Saturday, San Diego State at San Diego.
Yeah, that's the test right there. But they've
is
lost.
It? Is
they've
it?
Lost. Yeah, we're good. Depends on who you talk to. Espen.
Well, I predicted at the beginning of the Mountain West Conference season that we would lose both games to San Diego State. I allowed for that. And then a split with UNLV. And maybe one more loss to someone like, you know, I mean, there's, look at Wyoming, Boise State, Colorado State. They're all good teams.
We're winning the next two games. We're going to beat Colorado State and San Diego State.
I'm proud of
anybody
them.
Anybody with the state in their name, we're beating them.
Yeah, well, I'm predicting they will go to the Mountain West Conference with 25 wins.
Ooh.
I like that.
All right. I like that.
All right. We got a ways to go, so let's see.
I know. 15th. Good stuff.
And we want to be number one?
Well, yeah.
Okay, is it possible?
Who wouldn't want to be number one?
Is it possible?
Sadly, because we're the Lobos and we're in the Mountain West Conference, probably not. We should be.
Wait, why?
All things are possible.
Why is it not possible?
Because we get no love. Can I just say that?
I know.
We're watching that stupid Mountain West conferencing yesterday.
And you guys lost it.
And it was all about the power of the Mountain West. And so
I don't
like,
understand.
Hey, this is the National Sports blah, blah, I'm talking. Let's talk about the Mountain West Conference and how great the conference is. And it's really got it, blah, blah, blah. San Diego State, UNLV, Colorado State, Wyoming. Yeah. I'm like, hey.
But they started out talking, they said the word New Mexico.
They did.
The state New Mexico.
And then they didn't touch on New Mexico at all.
And then they also ended with the state New Mexico.
With the fact that New Mexico was going to be the top seed to come out of the Mountain West Conference, but they still didn't say a word about us.
What changed this year? Because have they been slowly getting better?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nothing's changed. We've been good.
Okay.
We're just, yes, yes.
I just don't remember New Mexico ever gaining any national attention. Through our sports.
Just go. Stever.
I know that since Coach has been here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to look exactly, but we've had at least 21 wins every season he's been here. Yeah.
I'm so proud.
Coach Alford. He's the man.
Which, I mean, pretty much, you know, if you're looking at March when they're picking teams to go to the bracket, usually it's teams right around there, you know, 21 or more. Unless you're in the ACC, you can be 15 and something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Was that a joke that I didn't get?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, sports.
You want to switch gears to a sport you do love?
Hold on. Let me think of a sport that I do love. Gymnastics.
What?
Ice skating.
No.
Cheerleading. Really?
No, what?
What? I don't know. I don't know.
A sport you love.
Football.
The sport you participate in.
I play... No, I don't know what it is.
Snowboarding!
Okay, snowboarding.
It could be considered a sport.
Yeah, it's a sport. It definitely
it's got its
is.
Own Olympic event.
The first time I ever played this sport,
events?
I just spent the entire time like crying and screaming on the mountain.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I don't know if you're ready for this.
Y'all ready for this? No.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means we got to say goodbye to snowboarding.
Why?
Because when's the last time you actually went snowboarding?
Like 2 years ago.
Exactly. You're part of the problem.
But I can't afford it.
Recent article in the New York Times explains that the sport is sputtering. Snowboarding is no longer cool like it used to be. It's unreal to think about. People would actually prefer putting two stupid sticks on their feet and actually skiing. But that's exactly what's happening. Snowboarding is on such a decline. It could go extinct.
No, it couldn't. It could not. Don't even. Don't
skiing,
even.
Skiing, on the other hand. Or foot. The other foot. Anyway. Is gaining ground.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It used to be that snowboarding was the fastest growing sport. From 1996 to 2000.
Wow.
Country's fastest growing
sport. That's only 4 years. Hold on a second. That's only 4 years. You just said 4 years.
A growing sport 3 out of the 5 years from 96 to 2000. That's 5 years. 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000.
Yeah, but there's only
3 out of the 5 years is the fastest
seasons.
Growing sport. Just let me talk.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Times attributes it to the age of the participants back in 2000 when I was... That was actually about when I picked it up, was late 90s.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want to talk to you, because you're going to tell me something about how you were 3 years old and you were learning how to make a snowball or something.
I was 12.
Okay, again, just stop talking. Sadly, those people who made it the fastest, you know, largest growing sport in the nation...
Uh-huh.
...were getting old.
Oh, no, so that...
It hurts to fall, even in the snow. I wear a helmet now. I really do, because I...
Well, that's what you guys get for not investing in a younger generation.
Yeah, here it is.
Teaching us the love of snowboarding.
You know, 13 years later, nearly 20 years later, if you go all the way back to 1996, we are older. We have jobs. I got kids.
You got to stay alive.
I got to go on the mountain once last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get to go at all last year.
I actually, this last weekend, was at a shop, and I was looking at this board and boots and binding set, and I'm like, I need that. I'm going to buy that. And then, like a responsible human being...
You looked at the price tag. That's what you did.
No, okay. I was good on that.
Okay.
I didn't buy it because I knew that I was going to get to use that, like, twice maybe this season. I haven't gone up yet.
See, right now I have my snowboarding stuff so spread out that occasionally I run across my leash. I'm like, oh, my leash. Oh, good thing I still have that just in case I need to go snowboarding.
Which is funny because I can't remember the last time like I actually strapped in with my leash.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like strapped in though.
You want to know the one time that I didn't? They saw.
Another problem, fewer people are learning to snowboard. In the 2003-2004 season, more than 42% of all beginners on the slopes, age 14 and younger, started on a snowboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Dropped to 30% this last year.
Mm.
My kids, I snowboard. I want them to snowboard, but they're so young that they had to start out skiing.
Oh, really?
So they've been up, yeah, but they've skied.
They don't make snowboards small enough for them?
Well, they do, but it, like, lessons and all these things yet. I think Jack is finally. You don't have to.
I never took lessons.
But here's the thing. I am honest enough with myself to know that I'm not patient enough to teach them myself.
Yeah, so just give them the.
So, hey, half day lesson. You guys rock it over here with somebody who's patient enough and it's their job to teach you this. I'm going to snowboard. And then maybe at the half day when your lesson's over, I'll kick it with you guys on the greens. You know?
There you go.
But
that could work.
Yeah. But again, they're skiing. They're not snowboarding.
Right.
They want to snowboard though.
So,
but the gear is crazy expensive.
Can they rent it?
It's way more expensive to rent snowboards than it is to rent skis. So apparently, according to New York Times, snowboarding is not only losing popularity, but it's also losing people.
That's so sad.
Isn't that crazy? You would think with like Shaun White.
Well, he's
come on.
Whenever people think of Shaun White, they very rarely think of snowboarding anymore. They think of, oh, that guy who sells clothing.
No, they think of snowboarding.
No.
Which is funny actually because I'm trying to remember who it was. It was talking to Luke, my son, about Shaun White because they love Shaun White. And so what do you think? What do you like him better at? Snowboarding or skateboarding? And they said skateboarding.
Huh. I've never even seen him skateboard.
Really?
Really, I haven't.
Dude's amazing.
I'm sure.
But apparently this is it.
I'm so sad.
So I would like to say goodbye to my Burton.
I don't have anything Burton.
My boots and my bindings. My board.
Everything I have is cheap.
All my gear.
You don't have to say goodbye to it. You can keep it.
Really?
Just because snowboarding is...
For what? Nostalgia?
Yeah, or you can actually just take it back on the mountain. It's not like you've grown.
To be honest, this last year I already gave away my longboard. Because I never used it.
But you never used it to begin with. You've snowboarded before. You don't have to give everything away just because it's losing its cool.
Nope. Saying goodbye. So here's the question.
This is not logical.
We'll talk about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Something that you did as a child. Something you love.
Skip it.
That you have to say goodbye to.
The skip it.
The skip it.
Do you remember those?
Yes.
That's what I did.
It's the thing that stuck to your ankle and there was a ball
a counter,
and you had to like jump around it?
Yeah,
wow.
The skip it. That's what I miss. Goodbye.
So goodbye snowboarding. Goodbye skip it. I don't know where I was going with that. I just wanted to talk about how snowboarding's on the decline. We are T-minus 5 minutes away from New Music Tuesday, so get ready to judge others. Because that's what happens.
That's mean.
I know.
How dare you say that?
Dig it or bury it. We'll play you the new jams, and you will tell us whether or not it's good enough for static radio.
Okay.
All right. We got a bunch of music coming up, including a brand new song from Further Seems Forever. We've got some Emery in there. Music from the Echoing Green. Brand new band, Death and a Cure.
Got some stuff.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. You know those times where you're just pressing buttons too quickly and it doesn't go your way?
Clicky McClickerson.
This is one of those days.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
There you go. You got it.
Man.
took you a moment, but you did it.
It is New Music Tuesday.
It's just, why would they put the hotkeys so close to the voice? Why?
I don't know.
Because I'm not going to lie, that is a mistake I make at all times.
Yeah, I was trying to get everything queued up for the launch of New Music Tuesday.
At 7 today.
But I hit the wrong thing, and all of a sudden this recorder pops up, and I was messing everything up.
Bad, bad things happened.
So, if this is your first time hearing New Music Tuesday, check it. We do it every Tuesday, normally in the 8 o'clock hour. We're transitioning.
Yes, we are.
Because all you 7 o'clockers who want to help program, help pick the music for Static, we thought, hey, why not?
Let's give you a chance.
Yeah. So here's how it works. We play a song for you, brand new, and you tell us whether you dig it or whether we should bury it into the ground. And that's it.
Yes.
The way to do that is by joining us on Facebook. If you haven't already liked us, get there. Like us. Hang out with us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can help us pick the music we play.
Yeah, be a part of the system.
Yes, there you go. I'm trying to get this band up. New band discovered. Well, through another band that we discovered.
Okay.
I like these guys. So let's kick it off here. With the Unknowns. You want to do that?
Okay, sure.
All right, let's... this band is called Death and a Cure. Great stuff.
Ooh.
But found these guys through Bigfoot Wallace, dude named John out in Arizona, who, solo artist, rocks stuff mostly on his iPad.
So cool.
Incredible. In fact, he's got a new record coming out in February, so we'll be talking to him and playing new stuff from him on New Music Tuesday coming up here in a few weeks, but... through him, he just did a thing with I Am We.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Which is great. And then found these guys. They're called Death and a Cure. The song is When It All Goes South, and we want to know what you think about it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. It's New Music Tuesday with Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Death and a Cure is the band. When It All Goes South. Static Radio.
And did it?
I don't know.
Tell us what you think. Did it all go south?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also give us a call. Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. Tell us what you think about that jam.
JD says, I'm really digging this track. Good way to dart off New Music Tuesday.
Sweet, thanks.
Name it, Star.
Thanks, yeah.
And Thebe says, yeah, it works.
All right.
JD likes it, and so I guess that's good. And so is Angela, so I guess that means they liked it.
All right.
Bill says, I like it a lot, but kind of slow for this early start time for New Music Tuesday.
True story.
And Jed says, I like it.
We can switch gears.
Okay.
We can go a little more upbeat.
Okay.
We got a new track off a new record forthcoming from Silverline.
Ooh.
Band that's been around for a little while.
Silverline. They don't spell wine weird, do they?
No, just Silverline.
Okay, like normal. Okay.
Ryan, frontman for Silverline. Good dude. Got sent this, and I actually have not listened to it. I wanted New Music Tuesday to be the premiere time for this.
For your ears.
Yeah, because I don't want to prejudge. I really don't.
I'm proud of you.
So, I was trying to, you know, do the right thing.
What's the song called?
The song is called Lights Out. Brand new music from Silverline. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you would like to get your vote in.
Dig it or bury it.
Dig it or bury it. That's right. Brand new stuff right here. And, tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Silverline. Brand new stuff from them. Song called Lights Out. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I thought it was okay.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Jed from Silver City.
Hey. It's where my mom was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah. True story.
So I was calling in about New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
There's a band called Aukus. And I don't have internet to send you anything. But you should look for them. They're really good.
Called what?
Aukus.
How do you spell that?
AUKUS.
Oh, yeah. Aukus. Totally a normal word.
Yeah, I know, right? But if you look at them,
Yeah.
Go online, check them out. I think you guys will really like them.
All right.
We will check it out.
We will do that. If you are a local artist and you would like to get your stuff to Static Radio, check it out, mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rules section. You can submit an MP3, and we'll play it. We do this every single Tuesday for New Music Tuesday. What are people saying about the new Silver Line single?
Great way to start the morning. Mike says that. Maybe we started his morning.
Okay.
So, Phoebe says, sounds like they're progressing well. I suppose I can support this dig.
All right.
And Bill says, kind of okay. So I don't know what to think about this track because
everybody's just kind of mad today. Yeah. What's going on?
They're waiting for something.
All right.
Something.
How about some traffic?
Oh, maybe that's what they're waiting
maybe
for.
Maybe people just need to move along. Yeah. They need to like roll out and I don't know, any probably. Other car.
Roll
metaphor.
Out.
Yeah, okay.
The road is closed due to construction unsurfaced south between McMahon and Bandelier. There is more road construction. Right lane is closed. 3rd Street, northwest, south at Marble. And more construction. Southern Avenue at Eubank. That's on the east side, not the west side. And more road construction. Left lane is closed. Candelaria East at Carlisle. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. 3669. It is New Music Tuesday.
It is.
It is. Static.
I just need to thank a bitch for doing Ludacris just off the top of her head. As I'm driving to work, I turned the station on finally. And after I didn't listen to you guys yesterday at all, and I was freaking out, I was like, maybe they'll do Bad Lip Monday today. What's the first thing I'm going to hear? You scream Ludacris. Oh, wow. I was excited.
That's how I do.
You know what? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I love you guys and have a good day.
Me too. I didn't know my Luda impressions would really make someone's day.
There you go. You never know what's going to make someone's day.
Come on.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
You don't know Ludacris?
I seen Fast and the Furious.
Did you see Crash?
No. Well, yes.
Okay, he was in that too.
I did see that actually.
He's an actor.
He is an actor. I hear he also does music.
with the Biebs.
On
I'm
the
sorry,
side.
I'm ruining.
On the side.
No, it's not on the side.
All right. New Music Tuesday. We'll keep it going. I kind of want to do this one. Citizens.
Okay.
Mars Hill.
Okay.
They have a bunch of rad worship bands.
They do.
They actually just teamed up with Tooth & Nail Records.
We play Citizens already. We play one song. What is the song we play by Citizens?
I don't remember. Of course you would ask me that.
Yeah.
But they have a brand new song that was actually sent to me through Tooth & Nail. It's their new single.
Okay.
Song's called Made Alive, and I want to know what you guys think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it.
We'll see.
Do you love it?
Do you hate it? Are you going to say
that?
Hate's
such a strong word.
Well, it's just a song. You can hate songs.
Can you?
Yeah.
I guess you can.
It's not a soul.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Let us know. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The band is Citizens.
Made Alive.
There you go. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve and Mitch.
All right, here we go. Dennis says, yes, I love it, so I dig.
Okay.
And Josh says, no, not Static Radio material.
Okay. I like how you're really reading these Facebook comments.
And
you're not just
Alan
like...
Alan says, Barry.
Okay.
And Mark says, I like all of the other songs Citizens has out, but bury this one, please.
Okay. Done. just threw the CD in the trash.
And Barry just been in the trash. Oh, and more. Lisa says, dig it. This doesn't sound like any worship band I've ever heard. I had a comment, but then I refrained. Phoebe says, dig. Excited for this matchup.
Yeah, Tooth & Nail and Mars Hill.
Oh, and Mars Hill. Okay.
Yeah.
And Bill says, digging the 80s vibe.
Yeah, I got a comment. I got a text that just said, holiday. And then it just killed everything because I started singing Madonna over Citizens. Didn't work for me. At all.
Maybe that's what they were going for.
Yeah, you never know. So anyways, it is New Music Tuesday, playing all the new music. And speaking of new music, I'm going to play something really old.
Okay.
It's actually a cover of a song from the 90s. And dug this gem up and thought,
why aren't we playing this?
We should check this out for New Music Tuesday. See what people think about it.
Okay.
Band is Emery.
Okay.
Do you remember Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Yes.
I was going to say, can't call yourself 90s person.
Hold on. You are out of control. I don't call myself 90s person.
Yes,
fan. I'm a fan of the 90s, but I am also that person who doesn't know who's saying what. Like every single time I hear a song on the radio that's from the 90s, someone says, who's this? I'm like, I don't know. I just know the words to this song.
And then they're like, it's Local H.
Okay. I know that one.
Anyways, the 90s, they're kind of making a comeback. It seems like that 90s sound is kind of coming back. So we thought, well, why not just play a 90s cover?
Okay.
The band is Emery. It's a Toad the Wet Sprocket cover. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Emery, All I Want. Static Radio.
That just ends really fast.
A Toad the Wet Sprocket cover there for you.
Dude, you ready for these comments?
Yeah.
Dennis says, dig. Thebe says, didn't like Toad or this song back then. Nothing has changed.
Wow.
Alan says, oh no, bury it deep. In fact, maybe it should be burned instead. And Jesse says, dig. Kyle says, zzz. Was he a bee?
No, he was sleeping.
I'm just kidding. I know, I know. I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah. Good job.
Joseph says, no.
Okay.
Joshua says, boring. Jed says, hated this growing up and has not changed. And Bill says, ew.
All right.
That was a lot of no. That was a lot
of no. For me, I loved Toad the Wet Sprocket. In fact, my buddy Dan, his uncle, founding bassist in Toad the Wet Sprocket. For me, that I agree with what Stever said. It's not better than the original. It's just not, I don't know.
Jackie says, no, it should be kept in the past.
I like that. All right, transitioning to new again.
New.
Which one do you want to do first?
The one that's there.
The one that's up top?
Yes.
All right. This band you may have heard of before, they're called The Echoing Green. And they have the most attractive female vocalist I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah. It's true.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you say
it's
that?
It's true. Yeah.
Why?
I can, actually.
I know.
And I do regularly. So this is off their latest record in Scarlet and Vile. The song's called Matter. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Let us know what you think. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Echoing Green. Song called Matter.
That was
Static
a really short song.
Yeah.
Not a lot of time for comments.
No.
People
usually get their comments in within the first 20 seconds. Are you kidding me?
I know. That means you didn't listen to the song. Let's see. Brian says, dig. Thebe says, excellent. Really? And that's not him, like, patronizing you because your wife is in the band.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
No, I know.
People really?
I would rather have honesty.
Okay, ready for this one?
Yeah.
Josh says, ugh, never been a fan. When your wife sings, she has an amazing voice, Steve-O. Did you see this past weekend with Jennifer Lawrence?
I did. SNL?
SNL, yes.
Trashing everybody else that she's up against for the Oscars?
For the Oscars, but then at the end she'd be like, you've been amazing.
But you've been amazing, but you've inspired everything I've ever done. Yeah.
Dennis says, dig. Tony says, love you, Joey, but thought I was listening to a Volkswagen commercial. I don't know what that means. I just read it.
So we've got two more for you. One of them is a culture shock. Yeah.
Ooh.
Should we end with the culture shock? I kind of like the order, actually.
I like the order.
So this band, kind of big.
A little.
They're called Imagine Dragons.
They're imaginative, especially since dragons aren't alive.
They have a record that came out this year called Night Visions, or in 2012, rather, that was my pick for best record of the year.
I am still listening to this album on repeat.
Yeah.
Is that okay to say?
You can say whatever you want. Say whatever you want.
Okay.
Read an article with these guys recently. Great dudes. I could get into this huge theological discussion that I'm not going
you're
to.
You're not going to.
So I'm just going to leave it at that.
I saw your mind processing everything you wanted to say.
I was contemplating what to say because the article is great.
They seem like really nice guys. This song is called Demons.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. That's right. We're going to let you in on a culture shock. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
There you go.
I hear the next song playing in my head right now.
Imagine Dragons, a culture shock for you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, and get a discussion going on it. That's the point of Culture Shock. You can check out details on Culture Shock at MyStaticRadio.com. We've got the sparks there. You can discuss it.
People are finally talking.
Really?
Yes. Okay, all let's see. Steven says, thank you for finally playing. But he says it all in caps, so I think he's yelling.
He's yelling.
Dig. Kyle says, like it. Dennis says, I like it. Dig. Jessica says, I've heard... Hold on.
So my early comment is justified because she's listened to the whole song before.
Okay.
You can do this, Mitch.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure she didn't mean haven't. I want to make sure she didn't mean that. I've heard the whole song before, so my earlier comment was justified. It's a beautiful song. I cannot get enough of this album at the moment. So a dig for me. Would love you to play this more often.
Oh, we will.
Bill says, yay, really dig Imagine Dragons. Please more Culture Shock for New Music Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. David says, dig. Josh says, love the lyrics, but it's boring.
Josh, you're boring.
You're wrong.
I'm just kidding, Josh. I don't know you enough to know that you're boring. Your comments are boring.
Aaron says, I dig, senor. Es muy bueno. Joseph says, dig. Brian says,
sorry,
I like
but people
it,
like it. You don't have to keep going. There's like 40 comments. I don't want to hear about everybody
for
digging
sure,
it.
Dig. TJ says, so I wake up late only to find I'll miss most, if not all, of New Music Tuesday. Then when I go out to start my own work van, I find Michelle's devil cat going through my garbage can, pulling out Gideon's dirty diapers. Now I'm late for work. Now I know what I'll be doing for my new... This song is a dig. Can we get something straight?
What?
My cat is only sometimes the devil.
Oh, no, it's a cat. You said cat. Cat can't change who it is.
Yeah,
it's a cat.
She can.
It's a feline.
She's bipolar.
Felines are evil.
No, she's only sometimes the devil. Brian says, it sounds like a backtrack to a Grey's Anatomy episode, but I really
you
dig
watch
it.
Grey's Anatomy?
What? That's so crazy. So does Steve-O.
Shut up. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I totally don't.
You have.
Not. I don't watch that show.
You watch it.
Okay, is it, here's the thing. When your spouse has something and watches something and you would rather just sit there on the couch next to her than go do something else because you want to quote unquote spend time with her even though she's staring at the television, does that count as watching Grey's Anatomy?
Yes, because you become invested in the storyline. And you want to know how I know this? Huh. Because you and Celeste have talked about it.
Okay. No, you're right. So
you're
then I guess I watch Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, you're invested in the storyline.
Crap. I watch Grey's Anatomy. That's awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
And
thanks
she for waits to watch it with you, so...
You know, that's because she's sweet.
Oh.
She can catch me up.
Or
there have been episodes.
You
I've
know.
Missed. I've missed just about every episode this season.
Okay.
It's awful. I don't care. They killed my favorite character. I'm just kidding. All right, one more.
Next.
One more New Music Tuesday. How about this band? You may have heard of them. Further Seems Forever.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a new record called Penny Black, and this one is a Mitch pick, so if you hate it, blame her.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
The song is called A System of Symmetry.
Sorry if you think it's boring, but I don't.
All right, here we go. Dig it or bury it, and because I said you picked it, everybody's going to love it.
Everyone's going to hate it now.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Shortest New Music Tuesday song ever.
Sorry.
Further Seems Forever, System of Symmetry. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Look, they didn't explode on this one. Everyone's like, Imagine Dragons! And then Further Seems Forever.
Are you sad?
No,
you
I sad? Expected it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you were going to play this for New Music Tuesday.
That's brand new Further
you
Seems
said,
Forever.
You said, Further Seems Forever, tell me a new song now. And I said, System of Symmetry, it's my favorite one off the album.
This happened like a week ago, and then I put it together for New Music Tuesday. What are you talking about?
Whatever. Yeah, no.
Static!
Hello!
Hello!
Mitch, you got the greatest taste in music ever!
Hey.
Of course. Of course she does.
Thanks.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, NCSU's gonna mop them.
What?
They're gonna mop the Lobos.
No.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Later.
No.
Aw.
Po' Boy from Christmas.
Yes. Jimmy says, relaxing but good. Brian says, I like it. Dig it. Josh says, bleh. I love the lyrics, just not my cup of tea.
Josh doesn't like anything.
He's in a bad mood today.
He likes Skillet and Silverline.
Cutlass.
And TFK.
I keep going. Super Chick.
KJ52?
This is a controversial one.
Okay.
Red.
Hey, bro.
I'm just saying. It's controversial.
Whoa.
Sorry. Jackie says, Mitch, have yourself a cookie. This was a good pick. Thanks. TJ says, insult to injury. He's just not nice lately.
Static.
Hey, Steve-O. Hey, Mitch.
Hey.
This is Mom Fernando.
Mom Fernando!
How's it going?
I've been sick, and my kids have been sick, and we had other things that needed to get done, so you haven't heard from us for a while.
I know.
But I meant to send the Navajo tea, and I haven't done it yet.
Uh-oh.
But that song only lasted us like a half a mile going into Gallup.
I know. It's really short.
Like, that's how you gauge whether it's good or not?
Yeah. We're like, what happened to it?
It's over. That's what happened. It was over. They didn't really care to expand it.
Yeah.
We didn't even get halfway up our hill by our house.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, I hope to get the tea in the mail this week and you
better.
Guys can try it.
I would love to. I'm excited to try it.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, Mom Fernando.
Bye. All right.
Mom Fernando.
Mom Fernando.
She's the bomb.
.com.
Yes.
Joseph says, digging it. Thebe says, no whiny vocals like normal. I like it. Jessica says, good pick. Good pick, definitely, Mitch.
There was no time for whiny vocals.
Shh.
That was like an interlude.
Is this where you're going? Is this where you're going? This is a good song.
No, it's a great song.
Caleb says, dig, dig, dig. It's like angels were given earthly instruments. I like that.
Of course you do. Because you love Chris Carrabba.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Andrew says, dig, dig, dig. Great song. Bill says, best part is that it does sound like Biebs. No, it doesn't. I like Biebs and Chris Carrabba, and they don't sound alike.
But they're the same height. 5'3". No, Biebs is taller, huh?
He's whole 5 inches taller.
Are you serious?
No, 4 inches. 4 inches taller. He's 5'7".
And it's sad that you know their height.
Whatever. Just Wikipedia'd it. I don't even know if it's true.
That's cool. So there it is, New Music Tuesday coming to a close. If you're a band, if you would like to get music out there, or if you know of a band that you think would be great for New Music Tuesday, let us know. You can send us an MP3 at our website, mystaticradio.com. And we'll take them.
Yeah, we will play it at least once.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
You never know.
We have a few locals.
May go into rotation.
Yes.
So, send us your stuff. And if you have suggestions, whether it be Culture Shock or otherwise, you can also email us.
studio@mystaticradio.com.
There it is.
Just send us your email. Just send us emails. How you doing? We might respond.
We will respond. We always respond. Are you kidding me?
Well, to how are you doing? Do we always respond to that? Let me see if I have
no,
one.
No, not necessarily. It's usually because we are busy dealing with the other people who say, like, you can't say that. You didn't. I can't believe you did that. Yeah. Like Ba with Ba.
See?
Look at that. Out in Austria.
It's called a piercing. My lip has been pierced for like 3 years.
Can we do traffic?
I guess.
All right.
The road is closed due to construction. Unser at Bandelier. There is more road construction. The right lane is closed. 3rd Street Northwest South. This is a lot of 3rd Street South at Marble. Road construction. Left lane is closed. Avenida Cesar Chavez at Walter.
You got this.
No, I don't. An accident in Washington at Indian School, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Got to take a break coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're saying goodbye to things we love.
Okay.
Things we loved as a child.
Yes, and a few things that are happening this week on the way as well. Yes, I'm talking about that.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
We'll see.
You don't tell me what to do.
Steve-O and Mitch!
You don't control me.
Oh, yeah?
You don't control me.
No, you're right. I don't. You're a loose cannon.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Oh, wow. In the morning.
Static Radio.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Am I the Enemy? Static Radio. Good morning. I cannot wait for February 12th.
They will be here.
Yes, they will.
Along with Spoken.
Yeah.
At the Lobo Theater.
It's going to be amazing. Tickets are only $15. You can get them now at mystaticradio.com. You know, the flyer says 20 at the door, but I'm telling you right now, I do not think we will have tickets at the door because the show is selling very well.
That it is.
So I'm pleasantly, I shouldn't say surprised because I'm not surprised, but I'm excited that I was, you know, we're kind of right about this.
Yes.
We knew that, hey, this is a big show. People are going to want to buy tickets to this. And sure enough, people are. So
get your tickets now.
Absolutely.
MyStaticRadio.com. You can get them online for $15.
That's right. All the details, both places. If you're on Facebook, first of all, you need to like us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And you can see all the details for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And go get your tickets if you plan on being there, because it will sell out.
One, it's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. But two, I was looking around at other, well, we both were looking around at other concerts. These are cheap concert tickets.
Yeah, dude.
So.
It's a Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Along with Spoken for their CD release show, Tuesday, February 12th. That's the Lobo Theater. $15.
Sick.
MyStaticRadio.com for all of that. And
will you be there?
Are you kidding? I haven't missed them. Every time they come through, I catch the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
So you will be there.
I will be there. Are you? Yeah, of course.
Just making sure.
Of course I will be there.
I'm just making sure it's
I'm pretty amped for that show. So, and the best part is 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. We're a listener-supported station, and this is just another way that you can help keep this ministry going in this 2013.
That's right.
So there you go. Now, I noticed you have like a bunch of stuff here.
This week,
okay,
January 21st through the 25th, is no name calling week. So you're going to have to stop
that. I already
that.
Blew it. Why didn't you tell me this yesterday?
Because I really just wanted to bring it up to you today that you really hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, I am not.
You hurt my feelings.
When?
All day, every day.
People are going to take you seriously. People are going to think you're being serious.
I am serious.
Except for those on the webcam who can see you giggling.
I'm so serious.
No, you are not.
It really hurt my feelings. Like, the fact that I had to fall asleep crying every night.
Oh, wow. Crying yourself to sleep on your Justin Bieber pillowcase?
That was a secret. That was just between us.
Sorry.
Okay, I don't. Okay, everyone out there in the world.
Now knows. Yes, it's
no,
true.
I was gonna make you seem like a better person. You don't call me names. You don't hurt my feelings.
Oh, okay, thanks.
It's also National Take Back Your Time Week.
Okay.
It's held during the last full work week in January, and it's designated for self-reflection. So,
take back your time?
Yeah, participants are encouraged to analyze whether their time is being spent the best possible way towards their life goals. Who makes up these weeks?
Hey, this is a good idea. Hold on, I'm analyzing if I'm spending the best time.
Let me read this to you. National Take Back Your Time Week also promotes a less hectic lifestyle to protect the planet by saving carbon emissions and reducing the number of hours that Americans work.
Wow. That'd be great to work less.
I feel like
reduce my hours. That's good. Oh, wait. I have a family. Yeah. Reduce my hours.
Okay.
Stupid hippies. I'm just kidding.
It's National No Name Calling Week.
Oh, man, I blew it. Oh, sorry.
And more on today, specifically January 21st.
Uh-huh.
Skipping over your name calling. Today is, for everyone out there, this is great. Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Oh, my gosh.
The proper way to participate in National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day is to be aware of your cat on a more conscious level and notice when your cat is trying to ask you something.
Oh,
your job is to stop what you're doing and try to figure out what your cat is asking and do your best to answer the question.
That's got to be the dumbest day of the year.
January 21st?
Ask your...
Oh, that was yesterday. That was yesterday.
What?
Yesterday.
Answer Your Cat's Questions
Day? Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, I'm so glad
I'm
we
sorry,
missed
that
it.
Was yesterday. It's okay. It's okay. because you can turn every day into answer your cat's question.
Did you answer your cat's questions yesterday? I noticed you put a photo up of your cat on Instagram.
I did. She wasn't asking any questions at the moment.
And I'm mad at all 36 people who
39
people who liked that photo.
Whatever. All you haters drinking your haterade.
You know what,
all
dude?
Three of you.
Come on.
You, Summer, and TJ.
I'm just saying. No more cat photos on Instagram.
Whatever. No more baby photos on Instagram.
Whoa.
See, I don't mean that.
Whoa.
What I'm saying, I don't mean.
That's because I have the cutest baby in the history of babies.
Okay.
It's hard for me not to when he looks that cute.
Okay, that's what I think about when I see my cat. I don't have children.
You just compared your stupid cat
I don't have
to
children.
My child.
I don't have children.
Static.
You know what? You didn't ask your cat any questions yesterday, so it came into my trash can.
No, she didn't ask me any questions. No, I gave her free
reign. She had to resort to taking care of herself, and now she left me a mess in my yard.
Look, TJ, I don't control her.
Do you know what frozen poop diapers look like?
I don't have kids. We just discussed this. I don't have kids, so no,
well,
I don't.
What, I'll Instagram a picture and send you a picture.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's perfect.
That'd be really helpful.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I love it. TJ, everybody.
Well,
thanks for the call, TJ.
Here's the
love
thing.
That guy.
Here's the thing. I don't deny that my cat is partially Satan. I know that she is.
Right.
But she has cute moments. And in those cute moments, I have to show the world that she is cute. And 39 people agreed with me.
Ugh. Your cat photos, I just start scratching myself because I just get itchy. Because it's like, ugh. I'm not a cat person. I'm sorry. I just always feel like...
Which is weird because you've totally owned cats in your life. Hey, have you ever owned a cat?
Yeah.
And
years ago.
And did you love your cat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Did you love your cat?
I used to do a lot of drugs, too. I don't do those things either.
Oh, my God.
I got
you
saved.
You turned away.
Yes. I got saved. I don't have to... constant... There's that... I got cat hair on me. Every time I see a photo of your cat, that's what I do.
Oh,
I just constantly start, like, rubbing my nose and making sure there's nothing... Dude...
Why would my cat's hair... Did it travel through the photo into your life?
Cats are the worst.
Not mine.
So
anyways, you're drinking your haterade.
Speaking of this is a perfect segue because we were talking about snowboarding in the 6 o'clock hour. According to a recent article from the New York Times, the sport of snowboarding. I gotta go. It's the cat.
The snow buttering.
Do I have hair on my nose?
No. Yeah, it's your facial hair.
Let's start over.
Okay, ready? Go.
A recent article from the New York Times explains that the sport of snowboarding is sputtering.
Okay.
Say that five times fast.
Sport of snowboarding is sputtering.
I said five times.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly. numbers in the article paint a picture for the sport. Which makes me sad. According to Nate Fristo, who monitors winter sport trends, the number of days that snowboarders go to resorts has fallen from 7.6 days a year to 6.1 days a year.
Oh, no.
Skiing, on the other hand, has been around 5.5 days per year for the past however many years.
Maybe they're just a lot more consistent.
Well, they're saying
obviously.
It this way. Snowboarding started gaining popularity in the 90s, mid-90s, which is actually when I started snowboarding. I was on the ski team.
What?
I know, I'm a nerd.
No. What?
I was on the ski team. I grew up skiing.
When did you ski?
I was a skier. I was a skier until, like, high school. Yeah. Through high school.
I can't imagine you skiing.
Really?
I can't.
Why?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Those shoes, they're so weird.
Those boots?
Yeah, those ski boots.
I lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Where, I don't even know what that looks
honest.
Like.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that looks like.
There wasn't much to do except go
to Sipapu
or Taos or whatever was, you know. And so I would ski a lot.
Yeah.
Late 90s, I started snowboarding. And I haven't looked back. But apparently snowboarders are getting older and less people are trying snowboarding.
Why?
And more people are skiing. So they're saying that around 2005, 2006, the trend started to decline.
That's so weird.
And it's hit like crazy numbers where they're saying, you know, people are still going to snowboard, but it's not nearly as popular as it used to be. It's not necessarily going the way of the dodo just yet, but the numbers are pretty staggering as far as it being a fad and, you know, it could go the way of the pet rock.
Or say rock.
The leg warmer.
What?
The pet rock?
I don't know what you're saying.
Leg warmers? Exactly.
Leg warmers are back in.
Exactly. You don't know what I'm saying. Because it's gone. Snowboarders, come on.
No. You know snowboarding is still cool.
We need to have a static snowboard day where we just, I don't know, go snowboard. I only get to go like once a year.
So you have to like finagle your way to snowboarding?
We have kids and, you know, there's no... Yeah, no, you don't. So what's your excuse? Because you're a quote-unquote snowboarder.
I'm broke.
Yeah.
That's literally my excuse.
You know what? And it's true because it's wicked expensive to go snowboarding these days.
I have most of my gear. I just was thinking through all the stuff that I would need to get. I need to get a new pair of snowboarding pants.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any. And I'm jeans. Can you imagine? Be the worst wearing jeans.
Oh, dude, didn't they freeze?
Oh.
I have a dear friend who I won't say who he is.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say. Rocked jeans every time, and he fell a lot. And so inevitably, they got really wet and then really
cold and froze.
And it was always hilarious for me, but not for Matt.
Gentry?
No. Yes. It was amazing.
I can imagine him using
the best.
Jeans.
One time we went on a retreat. We went to Ruidoso, actually.
Okay.
As the morning show, and went out there and, you know, shared with this youth group and got to hang out with a bunch of kids, and it was rad. And then the next day we all went snowboarding together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible. Because, yeah, jeans and skis. He was a skier.
Oh, my gosh. Did he have to... I bet he wore, like, a cowboy hat and just pied the entire way down.
Hilarious.
I imagine him pieing the entire...
Well, I felt bad because I am better, I guess.
At skiing? Did you ski or snowboard?
No, I snowboarded. I brought all my gear. And, you know, so I'd go up and then he'd be like 12 feet off the lift and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to take a run. And then I'd come back and then he'd be like 23 feet off the lift. You know, like he didn't get right. I think he had one really long run that took the whole day. So it was amazing.
Oh, man. I'm going to go back on the mountain and practice before I let anyone see me.
I'm just a little dumbfounded, though, because...
It's going away.
The X Games and my kids want to snowboard, but unfortunately, like, being as young as they are, the gear's crazy expensive-er. They can't get lessons. It depends on the age.
Right.
As far as snowboarding lessons. And so, I don't know, it's in rapid decline, they're saying, and skiing somehow is becoming more and more and more popular.
I don't know how they're doing that.
I don't either!
It's kind of, I said this earlier, it's kind of like when the Skip-It disappeared. You're like, what happened?
So here it is. We gotta say goodbye. Gotta say goodbye to snowboarding.
I don't want to.
Yeah, we got to. Things from our childhood that we gotta say goodbye
to. I don't think that's necessary.
Oh, it's true. What else? Childhood. Things you loved.
The Tamagotchi.
The Tamagotchi?
Uh-huh.
Is that stupid little digital pet beep, thing that...
Beep, beep.
You had one of those?
I washed it in the washer.
So that doesn't count. You didn't have to say goodbye to it.
I had to say goodbye because my mom wasn't buying me another
it.
One.
Yeah,
no, my mom
digitally.
Killed it. Because, okay, those things got banned from school, right?
Yeah.
So I had to let my mom take it to work to take care of it. She killed it.
She took it to work?
Yeah, she took it to work for me because it meant so much to me.
If my kids had a digital pet and it was like, hey, Dad, I got to go to school. Will you take this to work and
feed me? I was a girl. You have boys.
So?
My brother didn't have one.
Oh, man. I never had one of those. I guess I was too old
Pogs.
To have a little digital. Pogs?
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yo-yos.
Are these things you want to come back or things that you've said goodbye to?
I've said goodbye.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. With snowboarding on such a decline. Go away! What else are we saying goodbye to today? Things from our childhood that we just have to let go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. You know?
See things that remind me of home in the morning.
Static Radio. Hold on. Kids, song called Alive. Good morning.
Good morning. It's 8:35.
Steve on Mitch.
And we're here.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. We are talking about things that are in our past and no longer.
Like snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
New York Times says that the sport is on the decline.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah.
It's weird. I wouldn't think that that would be on the decline or, like, I don't know what happens during winter.
X Games seems super popular to me right now.
Are they? When do the X Games happen?
I thought soon. I keep seeing commercials for it, and it's like,
really?
Yeah, in Aspen, Winter X Games, Shaun White stuff.
X. Hold on, this computer's.
I'm pretty sure it's soon. See, but here's the thing: if you had asked me that 2 years ago, I could have told you the exact date.
Really?
I just haven't had time.
Let's see. Oh, does it happen every year?
26th through the 29th. There you go.
January?
Phew. Yeah.
Huh.
It's the X Games.
That's right. It happens every year.
Of course it does.
I didn't. Okay. Whatever.
So,
I'll never watch this.
Sadly, for reasons like that, snowboarding, losing popularity, skiing, gaining ground.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah.
So we asked the question, things from childhood or things from back in the day that you have had to say goodbye to.
Sean says the N64.
Oh, I miss you, N64.
See, that's like the last gaming system that I really used.
Owned?
I owned a PlayStation 2, but I didn't really use it for
really
games. I used it for Guitar Hero and DVDs.
There you
go.
That
was my DVD player for a long time.
And the fact that they're continually making new stuff to make you spend more and more and more money, it's just ridiculous.
I can't keep up with it.
They have already announced Microsoft and Sony. Not only are they working on the new system, but they will both be announced this year and probably be out sometime in the fall. The Xbox 720 and the PS4.
I don't. No, I can't even comprehend. No, I don't know. Because... that's just, okay, a really crazy expensive system, crazy expensive games. I quit. I can't afford this.
Here's what you need to do. Have some kids.
But then I have to buy them the crazy expensive system with the crazy expensive games.
You see what happens? Because now I have video games all over again.
Why can't we just be simple? Super Nintendo, that is what I want, honestly. Yeah.
They don't have those anymore.
I miss, this is, they do. Well, they don't make them, but.
Yeah.
I miss the when like the game wouldn't work and you'd be like,
oh yeah,
the
cartridge,
yeah. And then you're like slamming it in the system, like, okay, maybe it's just not all the way there.
Yep. Yeah, gone are those days. Are you kidding me? Everything's going digital.
The best.
So soon we'll be saying goodbye to video games like that are tangible because it's all digital these days. The last couple we've bought for our kids. Online. Just directly downloaded to the system. Then they can't lose it.
Right. I'm becoming more and more comfortable with that. But I used to not be. I used to wanted something tangible. I wanted people like, no, I have the CD right here. So if my computer crashes, I still have it.
Right. Yeah. No. Gone are those days. So. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
They have tons of emulators and stuff if you still want to play retro games like that.
True story.
Yeah, my friend Corbin, he has, like, all these emulators, and he plays the Atari, and he's like, what is this modern games you speak of?
There you go.
Right on, man.
Thanks
for the call. Yeah, you can get an emulator that's got all the Super NES games.
Cynthia says, film photography, printing pictures in a dark room.
Oh, dude, yes.
I've never done that, but I have used film photography.
Yeah, but I mean, the last time you ever went to like a Walgreens or something to pick up photos?
It was foreign to me because, one, I had to like have my little disc, the little
See, you're already
SD
thinking
card.
Too far ahead.
I had to get an SD card.
That's already too modern. Because I'm thinking back when like you...
No.
What I have to do now.
I used to just, you know, little ding, 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 and the little...
Yeah, little cartridge.
Yeah, and then
and
just
give it to them. Yeah.
And you're like, I can't wait to see what pictures I took because I really don't remember.
I remember when 1 hour photo became like,
one hour.
In an hour?
Because it used to be like 7 days.
You're right.
Pick this up in a week.
Your photos are ready. Your photos are done. Oh, cool. Yeah. And then, yeah. And now it's just instantaneous and you just go download it on your computer.
I never print anything.
Yeah.
Marley says, rest in peace, Pogs.
I never played Pogs.
Oh, I did.
I never had Pogs. So I guess I just missed out on all that. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What?
David says, of course snowboarding is on the decline. Ever tried snowboarding on an incline?
Oh, man. I see what you did there, David. Save it for Friday.
I can't say that again.
Fun Joke Friday.
I know. Yeah. Fun Joke Friday.
So, according to an article in the New York Times, snowboarding apparently is rapidly declining.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Saying goodbye.
I'm not saying goodbye yet.
Not just yet, but...
Static.
You know, the reason why snowboarding's on the decline is because Xbox has a Kinect, and you can go snowboarding without having to freeze, and you can wear pants.
And it's less cold, and it's freer.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
man.
You could quit whenever you want and go warm up a little bit.
Right.
Dude.
Yes.
There it is.
Hey, I like to go snowboarding with pants.
There you go. Right on, man.
See ya.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Paul.
You go ahead.
Phoebe says, I don't snowboard anymore, but when I did, I wore shorts. Left a lot of blood on those slopes.
Wow. Oh, that just seems awful. Paul in Houston says, I guess I should finally say goodbye to Hacky Sack, the calculator watch, pencil fighting, and Tetris, and I disagree.
Hacky Sack is still cool.
Hacky Sack is totally still cool. We were rocking Hacky Sack just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
at church.
We have a hacky sack that...
Love it!
My husband will just stand there.
That can never go away.
I cannot hacky sack...
To save your life.
To save my life. I just can't.
Really?
I can't. I've tried.
Gotta get the right shoes.
Oh, okay.
That's,
I still can't.
That's half of the game right there is the right shoes.
Oh.
If you don't have the right shoes, forget
it. It's over?
Yeah. Calculator watch, I forgot about. Pencil fighting, see, with my kids?
Pencil fighting.
What? Pencil fighting?
You just fight with pencils?
No, you never did pencil fighting? Do we have pencils
no,
anymore?
No, we don't own number two
I
pencils.
I think we need to say goodbye to pencils.
To number two pencils.
Not just, I mean, just pencils in general.
We use pens for everything. Although, I don't know. I think that's just a we're out of school thing because when I was in school, you were not allowed to use pen.
And our kids, yeah, we still have to buy them pencils, number two pencils every year. For school supplies. Yeah, no, you would hold, one person would hold a pencil, the other person would grab the eraser, and like you just, try and flick it down. You have to break the other person's pencil. You never
did pencil.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Who are you? And then if you wanted to be like really awesome, you would get the metal part and almost like point it, make it pointy, like it's a little hatchet, so that you
no
can hatchet
idea.
Their pencil.
No.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
Nothing.
But the
no
trick
idea.
Was to try and get enough pressure on it. So wham, hit their pencil hard enough. But the scary part is every time you flung it back, there was a chance you were going to break your own pencil.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful.
Sad times. Pencil fighting!
I've never heard of
it. I want to go find a pair of number two pencils.
You have two?
I'm going to...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
we are fighting. We each have one.
Okay, I get it. I get
pencil
it.
Fighting.
Pencil fighting. Pencil fighting.
Which is not condoned in school.
Do not do that.
Because I saw my kids, they had the little marks on their pencils, and I'm like, whoa. Who's been pencil fighting? Yeah. No. I know what that is. Static.
You guys should do a Pencil War Wednesday to educate Mitch.
There you go.
Pencil War Wednesday.
Pencil fighting work.
Pencil War Wednesday. We'll have to do that.
Yes.
I'm going to get a couple number two pencils, and tomorrow I'm going to teach you the art form known as the pencil.
There
light.
You go.
All right,
don't
man.
Teach you how to get into a point. You can't teach you how to get the eraser part into a point.
Okay. Yeah, see, exactly. There's like, oh, man, there's so
I'm
many
I'm going to go
techniques.
Watch YouTube videos.
Yeah,
what
luck.
Now?
Good
no,
luck
what? Cheater. Later, y'all.
All right, man, later. 505-338-3700.
Well, Pencil Fight Friday.
Ooh, we could. We already have enough of those, like Fun Joke Friday, Factual Friday.
Well, just anything.
Pencil Fight Fridays. That'll work.
Come on.
Every
come
Friday
on.
We just pencil fight? How boring would that be for radio? Okay. It'd be like, ready?
Go.
Snap. Oh, that was a good one. Okay, go. Snap. That's what it would be like. It would be the most boring radio
you wouldn't even hear the snap.
On the face of the planet. You probably wouldn't, actually. Static.
You know, I got two kids, and... I think they're going to grow up not knowing what buttons are. I mean, they're so good with, like, touch screens and iPads and stuff. I think they're going to be like, what's a button, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's funny.
There you go.
I think that's going to be the next thing to go.
Buttons. Well, my kids tying their shoes. Are you kidding me? They don't
can
need to learn how to tie shoes. They can now, but...
Velcro for a long time.
Everything's Velcro. Everything's, yeah, like easy slip-on.
Or just slip-on, yeah.
You don't need... to tie your shoes. So, yeah, when they got into sports and they needed the cleats, it was like, how do I do this? I'm like, oh, man, I failed as a father. I've never had to teach you how to do this.
I remembered.
I taught Jack, like, last year.
Oh.
He's 9. But everything was Velcro. So
that's not like it's his fault. You just didn't buy him a pair of shoes with shoelaces.
They're all like the shoes that, you know, you step and everything lights up and you're throwing raves by yourself. And they Velcro. So I just never had to teach him that.
I had Velcro shoes a lot.
Yeah. So there you go. Things from your childhood that are going away. Apparently snowboarding. That can never go away.
I just don't feel like it really is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that's... I agree with what Taylor says.
Because I doubt that's true for Utah and Colorado.
Yeah, I agree with that. I highly doubt that. Even in New Mexico, there's still some places. And skiing, you know, skiing is crazy, crazy popular on the incline, except not like David said. Static!
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning! Hello.
Yesterday in our office, one of my coworkers, her little girl didn't go to school, so she came in and we have a manual pencil sharpener.
Oh.
And she was all, hey, what's that? She was like in third grade. And we're like, it's a pencil sharpener. And she's all, what? A pencil sharpener? And so I brought her over and I was like, does this look like what you have in your classroom? And it was an electric one.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. And so I looked for a pencil and I found a pencil and I was like, do you want to try it? And she was so excited. Her mom sharpened a pencil for the first time.
Wow.
Dude, remember you were like sitting down and you had to like raise your hand?
To go sharpen your pencil?
Yeah. Hey, I need to sharpen my pencil. And then...
And then you're like making a crazy mess.
Yeah, of course!
Yeah. Oh, that...
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Okay. You know...
Nostalgia.
I realized that pencil sharpeners were no longer like in classrooms when a few days ago I maybe went to a certain hipster trendy little place and they were selling manual pencil sharpeners, and I got so angry that they would do
that. So retro.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Look at this newfangled thing. It's called a pencil sharpener,
along with like Polaroid film camera. I'm like, why are you? Are you serious?
Yeah, they're trying to bring everything back because now all the people that were kids
17 times
20 years ago are adults and actually have jobs and money. So then that's how they get you to buy stuff.
Ugh, but I just wanted to be in the classroom.
Cyclical. Static.
Good morning. The New York Times saying that snowboarding is going to go out of business. It's the New York Times that's going to go out of business. Give me a break.
Yeah, they're saying that the sport is sputtering, that skiing actually is gaining popularity, and it used to be that snowboarding was like the cool, trendy thing to do, and now it's looking more like skiing has become the fad, and snowboarding is on the decline.
Weird.
Look at the circulation and the stock price of New York Times and tell me where they're going to be 10 years from now. Or maybe even 2 years from now.
Yeah, true story.
Give me a break.
True story.
Okay.
All right, man.
They're clueless.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, man. But the funny thing is, I didn't read that in the New York Times. I read it on my iPad. So, yeah. Yeah, good luck with that, New York Times.
Yeah, I'm not selling that.
Back in my day, we had things called newspapers. Yeah, it's going to be...
Remember when we didn't have the internet? Like 10 years ago?
Do you remember when?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm like, of course I do. My life was spent without the internet.
I know. Okay. I remember.
You,
on the other hand.
Can't say that.
No. I remember. Okay. I remember when we had to wait for the news to find out information.
I didn't get the internet until I was like 7.
Okay.
It was crazy.
I was 9. All right. How dare you, sir? I was 9.
Uh-huh. Static.
Dude, what about marbles?
Marbles. You know what? My kids actually, this last week, brought home some marbles.
Dude, do they know how to play?
No.
I never knew how to play marbles.
Really?
Never knew.
Yeah,
dude,
marbles.
What about you get that big steel bearing that's not even a marble? You just take it out of like a machine and then it weighs like 10 pounds and you use it as a marble?
You can't do that. You break your thumb.
I know, but still.
So
the marbles just shatter. You don't know how to play marbles?
No, I don't know.
Circle marbles in there. Bam.
Circle,
you gotta,
marbles.
Like,
what?
Oh, wow.
We just had marbles.
You didn't, like...
You'd throw them at each other.
No!
That's
wow.
Dude, Steve-O, you're exactly my age. So, do you remember this? It was, it wasn't a remote control car, but it was a truck, and you used to turn it on. I don't know if they, I don't think it had a remote, but then when it hit a rock, the claws would come out of the tire.
Oh, yeah, of course!
Dude, they need to make a new one.
Yeah, they do. They really
All
do.
Right. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
JD says...
Little boy from Christmas.
JD says, it makes me totally depressed that no longer can I sip on my crystal clear Pepsi and have water gun fights with an actual super soaker.
Yeah, dude. The kid's got a super soaker. It's so not the same.
What do they do?
Because they're still around, but now it's like all pump action... Or not pump action. Now it's all... basically done for you. Back when I was a kid, you had to like fill up the super soaker and then you sat there for 7 minutes.
Oh yeah. Until you can barely like
oh yes. And then you squirt it for like 3 seconds and then you're like, hold on, I gotta reload. Okay, hold on, it's not fair. Trying to, now you just pull the trigger.
Yeah.
It's all automatic super soakers.
It's really upsetting.
They really need to ban automatic super soakers.
They just hook up to the hose.
I'm going to take that to politics.
It's called a hose.
There's all these gun laws going around right now. I think that's one of them that needs to go away. Automatic super soakers. Back in my day, you actually had to pump it to make the water go. Anyways. Static.
You know, the gun reminded me of never zapping it. Oh my god, zap it, dude. My mom used to hate that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's just before 9 o'clock. We got to take a quick break, but having fun with this
yes.
one. I'm sure we'll discuss this around the corner. Things from your childhood that you miss. Apparently snowboarding on the decline. I don't believe it.
Probably
I'm still going to snowboard. But according to the New York Times, they say that skiing is the new fad. I don't understand. It's just so lame.
Boring.
Yeah, dude, come on. So we're talking about things that we miss or things that are going away. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Right back with some Thrice. See you on Page.
In the morning.
Well, all right.
Here we go.
C-Bone Mitch, welcome to the show.
Good morning. 909.
It is. We were talking a little bit about the New York Times article mentioning snowboarding going the way of the dodo. Maybe not yet. Losing popularity, yes. Skiing on the rise. Snowboarding, not so much. So we're talking about things that we used to regularly do because I'll be honest, I used to snowboard a lot. That was pretty much mostly
a
what I cared about. Yeah.
Ish.
Since then, man, last season I only got to go up, I think, once or twice tops.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
To get there, even if you own all the gear, the gas, the food.
Yeah, the time.
The day.
So, we were talking about other things that you've since had to let go of that you no longer do, that you used to do.
Thebe says time.
Time?
Yeah.
He let go of time?
Yes. He also included Stompers and G.I. Joes. But
nice.
Time.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and Paul in Houston mentioned pencil fighting, which
I've never heard of.
I'll get some number 2 pencils. We'll have to do this tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Pencil War Wednesday?
I guess.
It's also way too early Wednesday tomorrow.
Yeah, Paul says that we need to teach our kids to use, to pencil use your words instead of pencil fight.
Oh my gosh.
I love him. He says he's also hanging on to the Spirograph because he's not going to let go of his Viewmaster. He's hanging on to the Spirograph, Light Bright, and Silly Putty. He says, I guess I'll stop watching Alf and listening to a Walkman. I have to get back to working on the re-election campaign for Mayor McCheese now.
Oh, my God.
Mayor McCheese! I totally forgot about him! You remember Mayor McCheese? You don't.
He's,
Don't.
Yes, I do. Ready? Hold on.
I'm listening.
He's the mayor, and his last name is McCheese.
You don't remember Mayor McCheese, do you?
Of course I do. Yeah. Of course I do. He's from that one thing.
Do you remember when McDonald's had characters? Do you remember Grimace?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the Hamburglar?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't remember Mayor McCheese?
No. Mm-hmm. I remember the Hamburglar.
Do you remember the chicken nuggets? They did this whole campaign about the chicken nuggets, and they were like people. One was like a basketball player, and there was like the cheerleader nugget.
No.
Freaked me out because as a kid, that's what I got. Like chicken
really
McNugget Happy Meals.
Oh,
and
really?
Then they made.
Ew, I never got
and then
those.
They made those commercials, and it was like, I don't want to eat these. They're my friends.
I never.
Really?
I never saw those.
Oh, man.
And I didn't ever like chicken nuggets.
Yeah. I've always wondered what Grimace was. I think we've asked this question before.
What was Grimace?
Because he was just this big purple thing.
Was
but
he
what did he have?
Because like-
everybody else had something to do with their food. I don't know. He was the tumor that you inevitably got from eating too much McDonald's?
What is he?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
McDonald's. What is he? Came up on Google. McDonald's character? Ner. Is he just our happiness?
I have no idea. The Grimace.
There literally isn't anything.
No, you click on that.
Grimace. McDonald's.
Yeah. Don't you know how Wikipedia works?
No. A large purple character.
He was what? He was a bad guy?
He stole milkshakes. He was called the Evil Grimace, and it was soon dropped from Grimace's moniker, and he was reintroduced in 1972 as one of the good guys, and redesigned, going from two pairs of arms to a single pair he had later.
I only remember him with one pair of arms.
Let's see.
Does it say anything about what he's supposed to be?
His appearance changed to reflect this. Wait, what characteristic? Clumsy antics. Oh my gosh, this is so dumb. His appearance changed to reflect this characteristic of being crazy and whatever.
Yeah.
In 1985, from a giant purple slob with a pink mouth and small pupils to a gentle giant with movable eyebrows and eyelids. And a kid-friendlier smile.
This doesn't mean anything
to me. With a black
mouth
and pink tongue.
What does it have to do with?
I don't
know. He was the grape jelly you got with your...
Maybe he was.
Big breakfast.
No. Did you ever get jelly from McDonald's?
Yes.
No, I never went there
for
breakfast.
When you got there? Okay. Mary McCheese! There he is.
Mary McCheese.
He was awesome.
He had a burger for a head.
Officer Big Mac! Forgot about all these characters.
Oh my gosh. Is that Officer Big Mac?
Yeah, dude. Back in the day.
Yeah.
I forgot about Birdie.
Birdie, the early bird?
Yeah, remember Birdie?
No.
Wow. They had a lot of characters. I still would love to know what Grimace is.
It doesn't say, honestly. It has like, oh, he's a blah, 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 but not Grimace.
Yeah. So anyways, talk about things from childhood that we have since let go of. McDonald's let go of most of their characters, except, of course, Ronald. McDonald.
Still creepy.
Come on.
Come on.
He's good.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a clown that wants you to, you know, get diabetes. I mean, come on.
Oh, so true.
505-338-3700, the phone number, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. 9:15, which means time for traffic.
This never works out well for me. The right lane is closed on Candelaria between 10th and 12th Street. There is more road construction. Another right lane closed. 3rd Street Northwest South at Marble. There is...
Did you just say Northwest South?
Yes, because that's what the map says. That's what it says. I'm reading what the map says.
Good job, you.
This is not Apple Maps.
Go ahead.
This is nmroads.com.
This is Crapple Maps. This is what this is.
More road construction. The left lane is closed. Manal between Morris and Wantabo. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now, we got a few emails.
That we did.
A tweet. Got multiple things on this, and so we would be remiss if we didn't at least touch on it. I'm going to be Switzerland. Can I play the part of Switzerland today?
Yeah, I'll be Switzerland, too.
Okay, cool.
Because I don't know.
So yesterday, actually, you texted me to say, hey, read this tweet.
Yeah.
It's blowing up everywhere.
Yeah.
It became national news.
At the time, only 2,000 people had retweeted it, and now 3,000 have.
Oh, man.
So I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
I caught it pretty early on.
People got angry.
They did.
I mean, it became a big deal. Mark Driscoll, pastor of Mars Hill.
Well, yesterday was the live inauguration.
That's right.
Of the president.
Mm-hmm.
Saying his oath.
Yeah. Being sworn in for a second term.
Yes. And so Pastor Mark Driscoll tweeted about it.
Yeah.
And he said, praying for our president, who today will place his hand on a Bible he does not believe, to take an oath to a God he likely does not know.
Yep.
And there's the explosion.
And then Twitter blew up.
And I can't read half of the comments because they're all cursing at him.
Which is kind of...
ironic.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable because people, of course, immediately were irate. And,
Jared.
How dare you bleepity bleep pass judgment as these people who are writing these are, you know.
I spent a good hour reading everyone's comments. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. But Jared, this one's been up here for a while, says, my gosh, at Pastor Mark, are those facts?
See, and that's the question. The big deal yesterday, Pastor Mark, he tweeted that, praying for our president, who today will place his hand on a Bible he does not believe, to take an oath to a God he likely does not know. Do you see a problem with that? That's a big question.
And he never stated that those are facts. In fact, he said, likely does not know.
Yeah.
He's not sure. But nonetheless, uproar.
Oh, uproar. It was all over, well, a bunch of websites.
This one coming from, I think...
Christian Post.
Says, arguably, the most impassioned remark came from Pastor Mark Driscoll, founding pastor of Mars Hill Church in Seattle, Washington, who wrote that Obama knows neither God or the Bible. Likely. They didn't...
They didn't say likely. This is from Christian Post.
They need to get their news.
Many comments, many thoughts yesterday, and people were in an uproar, and then other people came to the defense. And so the question is, was there anything wrong with what he tweeted? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or of course, 505-338-3700, if you would like to chime in. We figured we would let you guys discuss away, because...
We are Switzerland.
Yeah, we are.
And really...
To be honest.
Really...
But I was curious because it did cause an uproar. Many different media outlets jumped on board to either trash him or defend him, and which is interesting because this tweet that does it need a defense? Does he need a defense? Static.
Good morning. How's it going?
Morning.
Oh, can't complain.
I just got something simple that the Bible says about and what Pastor Mark said. I don't think he said anything wrong. But Bible also says, you will know them by their fruit. Is that correct or not?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. You know, there's no real nothing else to say. Because with the president, you see what he's doing, and what else can you say, you know?
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the comment.
Thank you.
Hey, quick question. Can you guys give me a number for the front office?
Yeah, 344-9146.
Which front office?
Oh, I was assuming Connection.
Okay, that's fine. 344-91 what?
9146. That's for our building. That would be
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in.
Yes, I just thought it was interesting that...
Yesterday, plenty of people were chiming in. We got emails. We got people saying, can you believe this? Definitely worth talking about. And then some that were saying, hey man, you guys need to bring this up because
we got some
crazy haters and, yeah. You know, and so we thought, hey, why not? There's Mars Hill Albuquerque, where we both have a lot of friends that go there. In fact, Dono, the, head pastor over there, I consider an amazing dude and a good friend. And so, we thought we would bring it up since you guys emailed and or tweeted it. We thought, why not?
It's just, and again, this is just an interesting topic to talk about. It's not a hit on Mars Hill by any means.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Or Mark Driscoll.
I was shocked more to see some of the people that were tweeting back against him saying, you know, some outlandish things, man.
Yeah.
As they're talking about not judging others.
Yeah, which is really funny. I'm going to read that one. This one's from... at Sean King. Hey, Pastor Mark, you are the most ugly, harsh, and judgmental excuse for a Christian I know. How dare you judge the sincerity of the president's faith? At Sean King.
You can't, and that was his second tweet. You can't even read his first one because of the language, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So, 505-338-3700, if you're just joining us. Yesterday was the inauguration for the second term for President Barack Obama, and Mark Driscoll, pastor of Mars Hill up in Seattle, said, hey, praying for our president who today will place his hand on a Bible he does not believe to take an oath to a God he likely does not know. And it became an immediate split of people saying, how dare you, versus people saying, I don't see anything wrong with that. So we thought we'd get your opinion on it. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to chime in. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And it was a tweet. It has not gone away. He didn't delete it.
Nope. Which means he's standing by it.
It made headlines, and there were, you know, news outlets that were, of course, trashing and saying, you know, hey, Christian pastor saying this, that our, you know, that our commander in chief does not know God. What do you think? And, wow, the comments were unreal. So
some say that his comment lacks charity and love, while others who posted back or retweet or replied lack charity and love.
How many retweets did it get?
It got 3,191 retweets. It got over 1,000 favorites.
Okay.
And I don't know how many comments back, but quite a few.
Yeah.
People had to say stuff.
So the question is, do you see anything wrong with what he said? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got the latest from the Almost for you now. The song's called Ghost. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Civil Twilight. Song called River. Static Radio, good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Hey. And mentioned this yesterday. President Obama. Sworn in.
Thought he was.
Yes, he was. In fact, he was sworn in using a Bible that had been owned by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, okay.
On MLK Day.
Wow.
In case you were wondering. Yeah.
That's sentimental.
Yep.
Which is not what we're focusing on, but...
No, yesterday, Pastor Mark Driscoll of Mars Hill, up in Seattle. As I said, they have a campus here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friend Dono heads that bad boy up.
A few other people go there that we know.
Yeah. But Pastor Mark yesterday tweeted saying, praying for our president who today will place his hand on a Bible that he does not believe to take an oath to a God he likely does not know.
And people exploded.
Yeah, you know, media got a hold of it and everybody had their opinions. In fact, we've gotten emails from people saying, hey, you should talk about this today. And so we thought, you know what? We'll give you the platform. We'll let you discuss it.
Go for it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, who am I calling?
Static.
Static Radio.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully that's what you wanted to call, because you are on air.
Hey, yes, I couldn't understand you. Yeah, it was about the tweets.
Yeah.
I just think it's sad that the judgment that these people are spewing out with so much hate, they cannot even keep from swearing. And their words are meaningless because they've shown themselves to be the worst kind of hypocrites.
Now, are you talking about the president or the people who have been coming out?
The people who have been coming out against this pastor.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There you go.
The people coming out against the pastor. I mean, they're the worst kind of hypocrites, so their words are meaningless.
Right. It's interesting to see the words that immediately were lashed out against Pastor Mark were, wow. A lot of them we can't repeat on air, to be honest.
I can't read a whole
Yeah, I mean, they're incredibly judgmental and very hateful if they can't keep from swearing.
Right.
And so it has absolutely no meaning. They are the worst kind of hypocrite.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
I tend to agree with her on the whole, like, discrediting people.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static.
Hey, this is Luke Bates.
Hey,
hello, Luke.
Good day.
I wanted to comment on the tweet thing you're talking about right now.
Yeah, man.
So... Is it good or is it bad that he tweeted that? I don't know. I suppose it caused an uproar, right? And if people are concerned about that, that seems a little silly because Jesus caused the largest uproar in history, I believe, you know, a couple thousand years ago, right?
Right.
But the point is, what was his point? Is his point to bring glory to God or is his point to simply cause an uproar?
That's a good question. I couldn't even pretend to discern the motives, so... because I'm not him. But
anyway, that's what I would just throw out to everyone else who's commenting is, as they're debating on whether or not it was right or wrong for him to tweet that.
I mean,
if when it's all said and done and history shows that a bunch of people came to Christ or something like that because of that tweet, well, then I suppose it was the right thing to do. But, you know, until then, we'll see, I guess, right?
Yeah. Dude, thank you for the words.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you're just joining us, talking about Pastor Mark Driscoll. Yesterday had a tweet during the inauguration that caused an uproar, and so we thought we'd get your opinion on it.
I have a few more statements that'll cause uproars. Should I even read? I'm not going to read that one.
Okay,
let's see.
We said we'd give you the platform.
True, very true. Thank you.
So,
thank you for that reminder. Jeannie says, Pastor Mark is right. Guess that makes Barack Obama a liar. Crystal says, I'm only grateful that the Bible is still allowed in that process. It shows me that some people in Washington still know the truth. I will join in praying with you. Hunter says, Obama is a complete joke for this country.
Way to...
That was not what the question was. Gabriel says, well, if Obama supports abortion, doesn't that point to not being a Christian? I'm not saying. I'm just saying. And Back says, people... People put their hands on the Bible in court whether they believe it or not, but still lie. Just like the majority of this country say they are Christians but don't live like it. It's traditional to put your hand on the Bible because at one time the founding fathers knew where we came from. It became traditional, unfortunately. I'm lost my place. I can't read this. I quit.
You gonna be okay?
No.
Okay.
No, it became...
People put their hands on the Bible in court whether they believe it or not, but still lie. Just like the majority of this country say they are Christians, but don't live like it. It's traditional to put your hand on the Bible because at one time, the founding fathers knew where we came from. It became traditional. Unfortunately, that tradition may leave too. People are even trying to take "In God We Trust" out of our currency. If one person can complain and get the Ten Commandments out of our church and schools, what will happen next? And then he pointed us to Proverbs that says, "My son, fear the Lord and the king. Do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of those two can bring." With love, Bax.
There you go.
So there you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you have thoughts, get them in. Hello.
Hi, it's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'm the one with, like, a bunch of kids. Hey, we had a church service yesterday, or Sunday. They all run together. I work graveyards.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, we have freedom of speech in this country, but also obey the laws of the land and respect authority. So I'm kind of on the fence about this, but at the same time, he's speaking the truth, but we need to speak the truth in love. And if we don't love people, even though we don't agree with them, how are we going to bring them to Christ?
See, and I agree that we need to speak the truth in love. Because reading it, I don't know. I keep hearing from people saying that it's filled with judgment and it's hate filled.
But
I don't know if I agree with that. He says praying for our president.
I don't think it's hate-filled.
Yeah, who today will place his hand on a Bible he does not believe. I mean, that's
which is shown through his actions.
Yeah. To take an oath to a God he likely does not know.
Which is not for sure. Likely.
Yeah.
We don't know that. That's for God to judge his heart. Well, you know, if I can share a brief story that our pastor shared, is that okay?
Yeah. You got the floor.
Okay. He shared this about the World War II and about the people meeting in private and the Christians meeting in private, and they go in one by one and then they meet and they have their Bible prayers and they distribute their scripture, you know, in pieces, and then they bring it together because they weren't allowed to have an actual Bible. And then they close the doors. And then here come two German soldiers, and they bust the door open, and they point the guns at them, and they say, anybody who's ready to denounce Christ and denounce their faith, you can leave now. And so one by one, a few left, and a few left again. They said, okay, here's your last chance to denounce Christ. And there was, you know, a few left, and the mothers and the, you know, just the child, it's okay, it's okay. And then the soldiers closed the door, and they said, those who are not willing to die for their faith cannot be trusted, we found. And they joined them and said, you know, we're brothers in Christ.
Wow.
And they said, you know, are you really ready to stand up and give your life? And, we judge people by their actions. And, you know, of course we're supposed to hold other Christians accountable by their actions. And I agree with that other caller that said, you know, he claimed, you know, what he claims and his actions do not match.
Right.
You know, I have to agree with that as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much for those words.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Karen. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Here we go. TJ says, John the Baptist lost his head for speaking the truth.
Right.
Elizabeth says, Driscoll's known to tell it like it is. Michael Grigsby says, all I will say is that President Obama has repeatedly shared his belief in Jesus as his Lord. Matthew says, I believe only God can judge a man's heart. I don't support Obama at all. We don't have to support him, but we need to pray for him and all of our elected officials. If we want to change for the better, we must prepare for battle on our knees.
And that's the first thing Mark said.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for the president's
day. Yes. Gypsy says, freedom of religion is a beautiful thing. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Zoe says, I don't think that anyone has any right to say anything about what the president believes. Who are we to judge his walk with God? God's existence or not. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. No one would be saying anything if it was Romney, a Mormon, taking that oath. No Mormons are not Christians, is what Zoe says. Chris says, I think religion needs to stay out of politics.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll let you guys talk away on this one.
This is a good one. I'm going to read this last one.
Can okay. Yeah.
Carrie says, figuratively, it happens in church all the time. People playing at religion, singing praises to a God they do not follow. I'm also glad the Bible is still a part of the process.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
So, there it is. 9:42. We out.
We are.
We'll see everybody again tomorrow. It's way too early Wednesday. I'm also going to teach you about pencil fighting tomorrow.
Apparently, pencil war Wednesday.
I just can't believe you've never done that.
I've never even heard of it.
Where did you go to school?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, Moriarty.
No, I
Edgewood.
Grew up in Albuquerque.
Ah, Albuquerque. Wait, you grew up in Albuquerque? How do you not know pencil fighting?
I don't
Come
know.
On.
I know
Come on.
Some pretty cool, what is it, patty cake things.
Maybe as a, no, I was going to say it's a girl thing, but it's not. Yeah.
I went to high school in Moriarty.
All right. Dude, we rocked. Maybe it was a boy thing, because we were pencil fighters.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
You have to teach me all
See?
About it.
Look, Stever's even doing like the...
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what you're doing.
That one's scary, because I would snap my pencil in half if I tried to do it that way. I just had to, you know, you'll see.
Okay.
Tomorrow. That's it for us. Feel free to discuss away on Facebook the topic of the morning. We'll see you guys again mañana. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.